soul. Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.janicejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome to the show. It's none other than your host, Queenie, Pastor J, Apostle. Call me what you want to call me. Just don't call me Collect. I'm telling you. Do they still make Collect
calls?
Y'all, welcome, Sunny, to the show. This is my new co-host, assistant, my right hand. That's who he is. You know, so he's going to be on the show with us today. He is my producer, all that kind of stuff. So I am very, very excited. I wanted to introduce him to everybody today. We're going to be doing some great things together. And I know that he's going to be, you know, have you ever done this kind of stuff before?
No, I haven't.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
He's ready. He ready. And let me tell y'all something. You know, God is so good. You know, a lot of times we look for help in so many different places, and then God will send your help right in front of you. Say, there he is. So I'm excited. So before we just really, really get into Let It Play Monday and weekend review and the introduction of Sunny, we're going to take a break. Let's listen to a little bit of, let's see. I want to play an oldie but goodie by 2x2, Someone Who Loves You, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Can we talk about someone who loves you? Can we talk about someone who loves you? Can we talk about someone who loves you? Let's talk about someone who loves you.
Life is all about him. That's why we talk about him. His kingdom
but your prayers officially never ever will it be me. That someone who loves us is Jesus. Can we talk about someone who loves you?
My gospel soul, let it play Monday. Yeah, that's right. You're listening to Queenie and Sunny, right? On Let It Play Monday. Oh, see how it rhymes? It just fit like a puzzle piece, okay? But y'all know I got to pay the bills as well. Want to talk about Munchkin Christian Academy. Now enrolling, okay? Now this prestigious academy or private school is enrolling. I know that this the corona kind of shut things down, okay? So everybody is taking the proper precautions to make sure that everything is ready for the new school year, okay? So if you are looking to enroll your children in a private school, okay, this is a prestigious private school called Munchkin's Christian Academy. You go to Munchkin's Christian Academy.org, okay, and get more information on it. You can also call 832-879-8370. Again, you're listening to My Gospel Soul, Let It Play Monday with none other than your host, Queenie and Sunny. All right, let's go ahead and play a little bit of Jay Speaks to say, see heaven right here on My Gospel Soul.
Peace. that I write. Not for me that I recite. It's for Christ who gives sight to the blind so that we might see heaven. It's for Jesus who died for you. It's for you to receive truth. It's for the Spirit who helps minds renew so that God can allow you to see heaven. It won't hurt to take a look. Find out what's really good in this holy book. The devil knows he's gonna cook. Resist him like an NBA crossover. He just got stuck. So that you will find yourself in life's book to see heaven. Where the streets are paved with gold.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Sonny, what's going on? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
It's Monday, man. Do you like Mondays?
No, I don't like Mondays.
Man, I can't stand Mondays. But it's like I love Mondays because God brought me through the weekend.
Right.
But I don't love Mondays because that means I got a whole week.
Right.
I got days before I'm back to the weekend.
Right.
But then I can't get excited about the weekend.
Right.
Because I still got to work through the weekend. So I guess I better get excited about something.
Yeah.
Right? Now, why do you don't like Mondays?
I actually never like Mondays. When I was in school, it was always the beginning of the day. It was just Monday was the day I had to go back to school. So I just never liked Mondays.
Never liked Mondays. I don't blame you, know. Mondays, man. Lord, I ain't been in school in a long time. My co-host telling his age, but guess what? Anyway, he grown now, but I'm grown and still don't. When I think about Mondays, even in school, man, I had to, I was mad. I was like, you know, because my mom was like, you got to get out of here, get up, everybody get up. Wait a minute, 6 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes 5, getting you up, you got to get up, you got to eat, you got to get out the door. Sometimes, well, my mama went on that, you got to eat. My mom was like, you got to get to school to eat breakfast at school. You ain't eating breakfast up in here. You understand me? You're going to get to the schoolhouse and eat breakfast. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You ate breakfast at school?
Yes, I ate breakfast at school.
My God. How was it?
Horrible.
Was breakfast? See, in my generation, breakfast was horrible. I mean, it ended up being an acquired taste because after a while, you just had to get used to it or you was going to. Anyway, my mama didn't know we was dropping by somewhere else to get us some kind of snacks or something before we get to the schoolhouse. You know what I'm saying? She believed what she wanted to believe, but wasn't nobody eating their breakfast like that. Now, you know they had some little plastic cups of cereal. Did y'all have them?
Yeah, we had plastic cups of cereal.
My God. With a little carton of milk?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen, so y'all don't have to be sitting here talking about generations. Everybody went through it. Okay? Kids had to sit down with the little Frosted Flakes and them little Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops, you understand me? What kind of cereal y'all had?
I know it was some healthy cereal, some whole wheat.
Y'all had. Wait a minute. What was the name of it? Oh my God.
See, we didn't have Frosted Flakes. We got Corn Flakes instead.
They messed over y'all. Oh my God. We had Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes. Y'all know I went to Jesse Jones. Yes. And listen, let me tell you something about black schools. You know, when we first came to Houston, we were at Stephen F. Austin. Somebody called in. Amen. We was at Stephen F. Austin in Pasadena.
Right.
And we just begged my mom, Mama, we want to go to a black school. We want to go to a black school. So they moved us from Pasadena to South Park. And that's how I ended up going. Well, I started off at Hartman, then ended up at Jones.
Right.
And let me tell you something. It was such a difference in the food. It was ridiculous. But when you can go to school and get them Frosted Flakes, you can get not just Frosted Flakes, but Fruit Loops. When you, man, you ain't tripping. You're going to stop by the corner store, the gas station, because we walked all the way from Crestmont, and you know the hood I'm talking about. We walked from Crestmont all the way down to St. Lowe.
Right.
You know where Jones is.
Right.
So we on a whole little fantastic voyage to school. Okay? And then what's crazy is it's like the you get to down the street to by your friend's street, and you call them. Well, you can't call them. You wait for them because you know they're gonna be out there at a certain time, so they know it's now. We had a whole thing going on just to get to school. By the time we get to school, we got a whole group. Now, what got me? Did you have a car in school?
When I got to high school, yes.
What? Yeah,
I had a car and I got the house.
Was the car in style, though? Because I'm going to blow your mind what my mama did to us.
No, I had a hand-me-down.
Well, all right. You broke in. Listen, we had a hand-me-down, too. It was a El Camino. What is an El Camino? It's that car that looks like a truck. It's half car. Don't laugh. It ain't funny. It wasn't funny at the time. It's half car, it's half truck. But this is a killer. The kids, my friends didn't care. They was getting on the back of that car truck, that El Camino, and we was hitting it. My sister Pam was driving. Couldn't drive, worth nothing. But guess what? Everybody was jumping on that thing. I didn't want her to drive me out in front of school. You know where she pulled up? Right in front of the school. Jump out the El Camino, you understand me? Everybody jumping out of it. I mean, you wondering where. And then some of the folks I didn't even know was jumping on there. Hey, can we get on? Pam and I just wait. You better hurry up before I drive off. I'm like, girl, what is this? This back of this car, because you can't say back of this truck. The back of this ain't that big. What are you doing? Man. My sister Pam was so cold. Man, we was driving my dad's truck. My dad had, now this is the most embarrassing car my dad had. Not most embarrassing, but this one of them. He had a green, I call it Incredible Hulk green truck. Raggedy. It was his work truck. But Pam didn't care, as long as she had keys to drive. Pam decides, we coming down South Ridge, and you know, it's Christmas. Pam decides when the Metro bus stops, she decides to take off and cross the street instead of wait for the Metro to pass. Metro ran smack dab into the truck.
Oh, man.
Now, mind you, whatever happened afterwards, I don't know. Whatever it was, had to be traumatic because I don't even remember what Dad did to it. I don't even remember what went down. All I know is that Pam didn't drive that truck no more. Metro hit that truck. You understand me? And I think the bus driver just went on by this bit. I don't know what happened. Because I guess the bus driver knew Pam was already going to die. So he didn't want to, you know, add nothing to it. But I do remember me getting out of that truck and walking on to school. I said, girl, I'm gone. I'm out. No, right there with the truck. Let's move on. That, I don't know if that was a good story. I don't know if that was good. But anyway, Sam, I love you. If you watch it, I love you. You got any stories, man, funny stories from school, man? What?
Not that I can remember of right now.
Okay. Do you need to sign a disclosure or some type of... Nobody can mess with you on this show. Freedom of press. Freedom of speech. If you come after him, freedom of speech. Okay.
I don't, you know, I don't quite know. You know, I had some embarrassing moments. I had a couple embarrassing moments, actually. When I was in elementary. There was a couple times where I would, you know, I had a teacher named Mr. Holland, you know. Mm-hmm. He's a weird, you know, creepy type guy, pretty awkward, but...
Creepy type.
Yeah. I remember one day I have gotten in trouble. So his method was to make kids write, I won't do such and such, over and over again on the paper, front and back.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do at least, I think, 5 pages front and back of whatever I wouldn't do. I took it home with me one night because I couldn't finish it in school.
Mm-hmm.
So I had homework to do also. And so I went home. While I was doing homework, I fell asleep. Didn't finish homework.
Oh, my Lord.
So the punishment was if I didn't finish the front and back paper, I was going to be suspended. So, knowing how my mother was, I didn't want to be suspended.
No, you don't want to be it. Yeah. No. No.
Because my vacation wasn't fun at home.
You heard him say vacation. No, it's not what it is.
So, I got to school, and before class started, I was running late. So, what I did was, I was like, okay, I guess I'll just run late. I sat in the bathroom in the stall, and I finished writing that paper front and back before I went in the classroom.
You had determination.
Yes, because I didn't want to go on that vacation.
Man, let me tell y'all something. I understand where you're coming from, Sonny. I understand where you're coming from. Let me tell you why. Tell y'all about a vacation. I like how he put that. A suspension at my mama's house. You finna clean her house top to bottom. While she's sitting there, you finna wash the clothes. You finna go outside and get the weeds from between the cracks in the sidewalk. Okay? Yes, you ain't coming in the house? Are you serious? You finna clean the yard, sweep the leaves. You finna, listen, me and my sisters had to clean, brothers too. I don't want to leave them jokers out. They were slick. Let's move on. We had to clean up not just the grass and all that kind of stuff, but my daddy was fixing the roof. So he was knocking shingles. It was piles of shingles from the roof. Around the house. Now, it wasn't just picking up shingles. He wanted the nails out the shingles. So not only was we picking shingles up, we got to take the nails out the shingles. So because he needed the nails for the new roof he was putting on the house. So ain't no way we getting suspended from school. School was a vacation. See how they flipped around? I want to stay at school, but see, me, I was fighting all the time. Did you fight in school?
Yes, I fought in school.
Oh, man, I was fighting all the time. I mean, I was in detention. We call it ISS. I remember one time I had got suspended. My daddy was out of town, so I knew I was going to really get a whooping because he wasn't there to protect me. And so on the way home, now, don't judge me. On the way home, I told my mom, I said, Mama, when I slammed that girl on that concrete, I said, God began to show me that I needed to be saved. And I'm saying just a whole ride home. I'm trying because I know my mama. See, my mama didn't play. She's gonna whoop you. She's going to whoop you. And she's going to prolong the whooping. You know the whooping coming, but she's going to take her time. She's going to come in the house. She's going to take her shoes off. She's going to switch channels on the TV. She's going to go in the kitchen and do something. All the while, you sitting there trying to figure out what to do with yourself. You in your room trying to figure out how to run away. If I get out, I can go out this back window. It ain't going down because you know if you run, she's going to find you. Let's move on. So, I told her I found the Lord, and the Lord began to talk to me, all kinds of stuff. I tried to cater to that spiritual part of her and all this kind of stuff. My mama wore me out. Do you understand what I'm saying? And my mama had quality gear that she used to beat you with. She was creative. You get whooped?
Not anymore.
Praise Jesus. No, I mean, did you get what?
Oh, yes, I did. A bunch.
A bunch?
Yeah.
I'm confused and discombobulated right now. I started to think. Sometimes you can't think about your past. You got to let your past go. But my mama, listen, she was creative. I ain't going to tell you because y'all going to try to call them laws. You ain't calling the laws on my mama. Back then, I probably would have let you, but right now, I love my mama, and y'all ain't gonna get her. Okay? Now, back to the show. Let It Play Monday with none other than Queenie and Sonny. We're gonna keep it moving. Let's see what's going down. Let's play a little bit of your very own Queenie right here on My Gospel Soul. Joy to me. Going to review this weekend, okay? This weekend was not just Father's Day, but it was the Juneteenth weekend. What did you do for Juneteenth?
Well, I spent time with you guys.
Yes, yes. Listen, we had barbecue and all that good stuff, you know. Just Juneteenth, and me and my husband, most people celebrate Juneteenth on Saturday. But we did Juneteenth on actual Juneteenth, which was Friday. And it was me and my husband at home chilling, you know, barbecue. You understand me? My husband grilled up some chicken, grilled up some pork steak, beef ribs. I'm just trying to help you. We had some we had some potato salad, you know, and the TV. We watched 12 Years a Slave. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes, I have.
Tell me what you think about that movie.
It was a pretty decent movie to me. I liked it. You know me, I'm pretty goofy, so you know some things were some things were quite funny. But yeah, it was a good movie though. It was a really good movie. I liked it.
12 Years a Slave was, to me, I think that every generation should see movies about our ancestors, about the things that our ancestors went through. And I was telling my husband, I said, some of us think that slavery and things were so long ago, but in actuality, it wasn't. You know, and I was looking, I cried through some scenes because you are seeing many of our people, the dignity that was stripped from their lives, or that was trying to be stripped from their lives, right to changing their names and ripping and stripping them of their identity and all of these different things. And I wanted to make sure that Juneteenth was spent watching movies to remind me of what my people had to go through for freedom. Now, let's talk about Juneteenth. Juneteenth is celebrated because that's the day we actually got our independence, okay? That's the day. It was 2.5 years later, you know, when people celebrate 4th of July and all of this. My Independence Day is Juneteenth because that's when we actually got our independence. It took 2.5 years, right there on Galveston Coast and all. It took 2.5 years for us to find out that we were free. Ain't that something else? Mm-hmm. You can say what you want to say.
Oh, so they didn't have communication like that back in the day, so some states didn't find out till late. And some people did find out, but they didn't say anything, you know, like in the South.
Yeah, because they didn't want slavery to be done. Listen, let me tell you something about these southern states. Oh my God. Listen, it's so much hatred. And that's why when people get to talk about the president we have now, let me tell you what he did do. He did show us the bigotry that's still in our country. Because some of us are asleep. Some of us were acting, oh, it ain't no big deal. I got mine, get yours, and all this. Not realizing that we are still in no better condition than we were then. They is finding a different way to put us in slavery, a different way. Come on. Killing our sons, killing our husbands, paying our husbands less. You get what I'm saying? Killing our mothers and daughters and nieces and just finding, and then look, no justice for it. No justice for it. In other words, still treating us like animals. Still, they beat, listen, I was watching the beginning of when they first kidnapped him. You know, they got him drunk and all this, and they kidnapped him, and they threw him in an empty, I think it was a train car, and they asked him, he was trying to tell them he was a free man, he was talking in his, you know, because he's well-educated, dignified man, and they tried to beat it out of him. Do you hear what I'm saying? No, you are a slave from Georgia. No, you are a runaway slave from Georgia. And I was sitting there, and it was so impactful because I started thinking about this is what they want us, that's what they want to do to us today. They want us to sit back and say, no, you're not a business owner. No, you're not a leader. No, you're not. You are a black person. They want to strip you of your title and your authority. They want you to settle for certain things because you are black. They want to keep you in the because you are black. But we have to understand, just like that man told, hey, this is my name. No, your name is this right here. This is my name. Some things that people call us, we should not even be answering to. I tell young ladies that today, when people calling you all kinds of bees and you know what I'm saying, calling y'all kind of vulgar language, don't answer to it. When they caught telling you, you ain't going to be nothing but a this and you ain't going to do nothing but have a house full of kids, don't answer to it. Don't answer to it. until they call you queen, until they call you, come on, until they call you a boss, until they call you what your name is, what God created you to be, do not answer. Same thing with our young men. Nigga, next thing you know, there we go. I'm about to take somebody. Stop answering to that name. I'm just saying. I know I got passionate. That movie did something to me. You know, movies like Miss Jane Pittman also moved me. Movies like Django moved me. Movies like it's a lot of Roots and Now I did like the Book of Negroes. I love that. You need to watch it, my daughter. Y'all hear my daughter commentating in the background. But this weekend was about that, and then I think it was befitting that Father's Day fell in the same weekend because we need to restore our kings. You know, we need to restore our kings because if you look at it, one of the main things that they did was make sure they beat that man's back. Do you understand what I'm saying? You never really saw him punching him in the face and all that stuff. You realize that they beat their back. I'm going to tell you why. Because when you beat a person down to the ground in front of their children, in front of their family, and in front of other people, it's like I'm gonna strip you right now. One of the guys in the movie 12 Years a Slave was called a NIGGA breaker. Okay? Now I had watched 12 Years a Slave before, but I had never caught that. Okay? So I was like, wow, we were so strong and so powerful till you wanted to break us like that. To a point like a horse. You want the horse to obey, they break the horse to get the horse to obey and do what they like animals. And it's a lot of people in our generations that need to know the oppression and the struggle that we went through. When they started to sing on the plantation, when they started to sing and the young man had been broken so much. Because he wasn't singing the songs at first, but at one of the funerals, he just started singing. And tears strolled down my face because I was like, my God, you know, where is he in his mind right now? Because he didn't grow up in slavery. Everybody else had grew up and were already familiar with it. In their mind, this is the way it is. You know, children born in slavery, grown women that grew up in slavery. One of the young ladies, I think, was played by Lupita. She was beat so much, punched in the face, things were thrown at her, drugs, whipped, all kinds of rape. You know, and it was so to where she was conditioned to, and she had got so miserable in it. She asked the lead character to, hey, take me out of here. I'm going to give you this. Just please relieve me of my misery. Hope gone. Broken. Juneteenth signifies, I'll say, the start. Because I'm going to tell you, some America did not live up to their agreement. They're not living up to their agreement. If you can still put your knee on a man's neck until he dies in the middle of the street in broad daylight, then guess what? We got a long way to go. We got a long way to go.
But let's not start talking about how they're killing women, because they know that women's weak. For us to have more kids, we have to have an attorney. We have to go and get checked out and everything like that. So when we say something is wrong with us, they say, oh, you're being dramatic. They don't want to check our records. But they already got a way of killing our men.
Wow.
Now, the way they kill women with doctors and appointments and stuff. Oh, you're being dramatic. Ain't nothing wrong with you. We're not going to do a CAT scan.
Oh, my God.
And then you end up passing away. So many people have passed away from that. So they gotta wait until I'm in, and they gotta wait until I'm in.
My God. Hey, you know what? This thing is, I guess you could say, is weaved into society. Like you were saying, I had never looked at it from that perspective. But that hatred, that vein of murder, and the crazy thing about it is, I was watching Red Table Talk with Jada, and it was a lady on there, and she was talking about there are no races. There are no races. You know, skin tones are by climate. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's just be real. But they had to find a way to segregate and create
a hierarchy.
So guess what? We're gonna create a spectrum. See? So there is no race, but hatred. There's evil in the world. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hatred comes from all areas if you allow yourself to walk in it. I don't know why we don't want to love each other. I have hands, you have hands. I have legs, you have legs. I have a brain, you have a brain. I don't understand. But it's because hatred. Everybody got to have somebody to hate. You want to say something?
Hmm? Oh, no.
So, all right. I got all passionate in our little weekend review. Now, I do want to take this moment before we get going. You know, I got to pay the bills. That's what we say around here. Got to pay the bills. So I want to give a shout out to Clear Vision Media, one of our proud sponsors, okay? ClearVisionMedia1.com. Lower your cable bill today, okay? Stop overpaying for cable. Just stop it. Stop it. Quit it. Stop overpaying, okay? With Clear Vision Media, you will enjoy zero contracts, zero installation fees, and you will enjoy pay as you go, all right? Plus, you'll get all sports channels, including NBA season pass, NFL Sunday tickets, MLB extra innings, and NHL overdrive, okay? For under $1 a day, you can have quality cable TV. All that is required is an active internet service and a Fire TV or mobile Android device. That's phone or tablet, okay? For more information, contact Clear Vision Media at www.clearvisionmedia1.com. Or you can give them a call at 829. Hold on, y'all. Let me make sure. You know, I like to get a correct information. 879-6060. Again, that's Clear Vision Media. Stop overpaying for cable. Just stop it. All right, y'all. Listen, got to pay the bills. Like I just say, got to be more careful. You're listening to Let It Play Monday with none other than your host, Queenie and Sunny. Right here on My Gospel Soul.
Faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains if you just believe. Nothing's impossible with God. You can do all things.
Get your reward today. You're listening to My Gospel Soul. Amen. Let it play Monday. God is good. You know, we can't let you go without sharing some word. All right. We're coming out of Romans 14 and 17. It says, after all, the kingdom of God is not a matter of getting the food or drink one likes, but instead it is righteousness, that state which makes a person acceptable to God, and heart, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's read a little bit of what Joyce Myers has to say about it. God's kingdom is not made up of worldly possessions, but consists of something far greater and more beneficial. God does bless us with material possessions, but the kingdom is much more than that. It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness is not the result of what we do, but rather what Jesus has done for us, 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. When we accept this truth by faith and receive it personally, a great burden is lifted from us. Peace is so wonderful. It is definitely kingdom living. We are to pursue peace, crave it, and go after it. Psalms 34 and 14, 1 Peter 3 and 11, Jesus is our peace. Ephesians 2, 14. God's will for you and me is peace beyond understanding. Philippians 4 and 7. Joy can be anything from calm delight to extreme hilarity. Joy improves our continence, our health, and the quality of our lives. It strengthens our witness to others and makes some of the less desirable circumstances of our life more bearable. It is clear in the Word of God, seek God and His kingdom, and He will take care of everything else. Amen. Matthew 6 and 33. And a final note, God will bring to pass what you are believing for according to His will, no matter how long it takes. This is one of the things that will keep you flowing with joy in His kingdom. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, that's a powerful word in itself. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all His righteousness. Amen. And everything else will be added unto you. Glory to God. Amen. In other words, you take care of his business and he'll take care of your business. God, amen, hallelujah, is always has something in work for you. Amen. You're always on his mind. He said in his word, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You don't have to walk around in despair and walk around thinking that God has forgotten about you. It's something in the works for you. It's something happening on your behalf. You just got to hold on to his unchanging hand and watch him work that thing out for you. All right? Yes, you are his people, the sheep of his pasture. All right? So we want to encourage you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Also, join us join Bustin' Loose in Faith on tomorrow. Soaring Like Eagles on tonight on Blog Talk Radio. You can call into the live shows at 347-826-9424. Remember, stop paying high cable bills. Get in contact with Clear Vision Media, one.com, and also get to enrolling your children in Munchkin Christian Academy, okay? 832-879-8370. We love you. We want you to remember God's faith is impossible. Please, God, thank you, Sonny, for coming on the show. Mm-hmm. Amen. We want you to remember that without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. We're going to go out on Q Stone saying a good day.
Don't let nobody, no situation dictate how your day gonna go. Cause I know sometimes you can have a bad day, but if you wake up in the morning and you just say, I'm gonna have a good day today no matter what, I think you'll be alright. I'm feeling real good. That's why I woke up early this morning. I woke up early this morning. I'm feeling real good.
I can move anything in my way.
That's why I woke up early this morning. I woke up early this morning. I done hopped up early in the morning feeling good. I'm blessed with another day to see my neighborhood. Just to walk outside and see the sunshine. I gotta keep in mind that I could have been blind, so I can't complain about nothing. I got to get up, move around, and do something. I can't sit still, the still ain't the will of the Lord. I got to have faith and work hard, and seek ye first. Get everything I need in this world to succeed.